Many people think having a normal body weight means you are in good health, and the federal government seems to feel the same way. It's proposing new rules that would allow employers to punish workers for carrying too much body weight. But as NPR's Angus Chen reports, a new study warns this could discriminate against millions of healthy Americans.
The proposed rules from the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission say it would be okay to charge workers 30% of their health insurance for being overweight or obese. That's calculated using a formula called the Body Mass Index, or BMI. Some doctors are pushing back.
Picking and choosing BMI and charging people more, essentially based on a high BMI, that's a terrible idea.
That's Dr. Deborah Burnett, a professor of medicine at the University of Chicago. She says BMI doesn't really say anything about your health. A study published in the International Journal of Obesity shows there are millions of Americans who are overweight or obese and have good metabolic and heart health. Janet Tomiyama of UCLA is the lead author.
The 54 million Americans who aren't unhealthy but would be called unhealthy using the BMI standards, those people would be unfairly penalized.
Anyone with a BMI over 25 could face higher health costs, Burnett says.
That is bad, and it's a problem for a few reasons. You're discriminating against those people that fall beyond that cutoff. You're charging them more for their health insurance. That's wrong.
And Burnett says the rules would be racially and economically discriminatory. African Americans, Latinos, and low-income people are much more likely to have a high BMI.
Absolutely. And you're going to disproportionately put a financial burden on that group that's already at financial risk.
Health is more complicated than just height and weight. Tomiyama says BMI is being used because it's a quick and dirty way of screening people for further testing.
Easiness of the marker simply isn't a valid excuse for why we should rely on it.
After all, according to BMI, the entire roster of the Denver Broncos is considered overweight or obese due to their muscle mass. Angus Chen, NPR News.